Steady as She Rose, a podcast about creating authentic online business empires using feminine flow. We're ditching the demanding hustle and replacing it with integrity-infused, juicy, feminine energy that effortlessly attracts our dreamiest clients. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Natalie and I help female entrepreneurs create online empires with ease. Let's talk about hyper-hustling as a trauma response. Let's just like get into it, okay? Because I am a hyper-hustler. I am an overachiever, like to the max. And I don't, we're not even going to get into why today because that is a whole nother conversation to unpack all of that. But let's just talk about what it is basically. So it's a money block. Let me just say that. A money block is, in my opinion, oftentimes a trauma response. Okay, so my response to trauma is to do all the things. That is my trauma response, is to just immediately start just doing everything and making lists and making sure that everything is taken care of. On the flip side, a lot of other people's response is the opposite. It is to just completely freeze and like to not do anything and to just stay stagnant. And the idea behind that is like, maybe if I just stand really, really still, then the problem won't see me. It'll just go away, which like realistically, everybody knows that that's not true. But I think that that's what some people's response is like, that's what they feel needs to happen. So I talked about how, you know, my gut reaction is to hyper hustle. And that is not like, that is not recommended. This is not a recommendation on this podcast for you. My recommendation is to find a balance. But that is my, used to be my trauma response. I'm still in the process of unpacking it. Like it's taken a long time to even get where I am now. But when I was in, when I was like right out of high school, like doing community college, working a shit ton, my trauma response was actually like I hyper hustled so much that I pushed myself into the opposite response. It was crazy, actually. I was working, I think, 4 jobs at one point, and I was going to school. I was going to community college. And well, going, quote unquote, being a relative term, I was like I would go to one class and then I would skip the next class. And then I would go to the next class and then I would skip the next class. I still have recurring nightmares about this, to be quite frank. But that was a really traumatic time in my life. But so I was enrolled in community college. And then on top of that, I had 4 jobs. And 2 or 3 of them were kind of like odd jobs. Like one was like a part-time nanny job. One was like helping at my high school, like my former high school, one of my former high school teachers, helping him like organize some paperwork and stuff like in his classroom. And like he needed like an assistant, basically like a teacher's assistant. And I was like, sure, like I'll help. But it was still like a time commitment that I had to make every week. And I swear to God, like this is another thing that I have recurring nightmares about. I had so much going on in my life at that point that I completely deprioritized that job, like the one where I was supposed to be helping my teacher. And I think at the end of the semester, he like I got my check in the mail from the school. And he like never called me back to like help again. And I was like, yeah, I don't blame you for sure. Like I did a crap job and it's something that I'm like so not proud of. And like I always try to do work that I'm extremely proud of. But I was just in this state of like hyper hustle to the point where like I had 0 hours left in my day. Like I had negative hours left in my day. And so I couldn't invest any more time into anything, but I didn't really like see it that way for whatever reason. All I saw was that I was renting an apartment at the time that was way too expensive for me. And I needed to find a way to make money to be able to make rent. And that was what I saw. And I was like, okay, this is an easy thing that I can do to make like a few hundred dollars or, you know, $1,000 within a few months or something like that. And that's what I saw. And so I did it. But I got to a point where I remember this so vividly. I had been going all day, every day for months and probably even a year at that point. And I was just so exhausted and tired that I drove to community college to take finals with my best friend. And we got there and we were in the parking lot and I was like, I can't do it. I can't go in. I just can't. Like, I'm so tired and this doesn't even matter to me anymore. And I was never super gung-ho on like going to college in general in the first place. I was really doing it for my dad. And I was like, nope, this doesn't matter. And so I just slept in her car while she went in and took her finals. And I just never did. And then I never looked back. And then I left and I just never went again. That's what happened. I never talked to another school counselor. I never tried to retake the finals. I never tried to make excuses. I was just done. I just like completely walked away from it. That was crazy. But so if you are an overachiever, if you are a hyper hustler like me, then I see you because I was you. So I understand. And like, if I'm not careful to this day, like I will slip back into that 100%. And so this is me telling you, because I was you, okay? You are who I was. This is me telling you that you need to prioritize rest. Because what nobody tells you, and for whatever reason, it's this big, huge secret. What no one tells you is that rest is actually one of the most productive things that you can add into your agenda every day. Now, when I say rest, I don't necessarily mean, you know, like just vegging and like playing video games or watching movies. That could be rest. Like if you walk away from that experience and you're like, wow, I feel really, really rested, great. But I really want you to take some time to deeply think about what does rest mean to you? Does it mean that you need to cancel like going out with your friends so that you can just be alone and kind of be a little introvert, a little hermit, and just like get some mental silence? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it means that you want to go out to the beach with your friends one day and like get a recharge. I cannot relate to that, but... go for it if that's you. Because no one really tells anybody, least of all women, how much productivity can come in those times of rest. And if you just take time to just like experience that rest and experience that like genuine blissful joy, like you, things will flow so much easier to you from then on. And that's why you need to keep prioritizing your rest on a regular basis so that things can continuously flow to you with ease, so that you're not like forcing anything. You're not stressing. You're not hyper focusing on things. You're not hyper hustling. You just like you work hard and then you rest. And that's what it is. So let's talk about how hyper-hustling can actually be, like hyper-productivity can actually be a money block. Because when I say that, you would kind of think that it would be the opposite. You would think that like, oh, well, like if you're producing more than like, and like hustling more, then like, wouldn't you be seeing more outcome from that? And the answer is actually no, surprisingly, because basically what happens, at least with me, what happens is like I start focusing and hustling on like the wrong things, basically. Like I'm still being productive, like to societal standards, but I start being productive and focusing on the wrong aspects. So a great example was actually starting this podcast. So I have a business mentor. I have a business coach that I actually talk to about like my business. And any coach will probably say the exact same thing, that they have a coach or multiple that they refer to that has helped them in their business and with their business mentality through over the years. But so I was talking to her one day and I was like, yeah, you know, eventually I want to start a podcast. And this was like very early on in my business. And I said, eventually I want to start a podcast. And she was like, well, why aren't you doing it now? Because that sounds like, she's like, every time that you talk about it to me, you sound so excited. And it sounds like something that you would think is really fun. And I'm like, well, yeah, but like, I have to do all these other things first before I can do that. And she just was like, why? Like, why? Why do you need to do all those other things before you start your podcast? And I was like, huh, that is a great question. And I really didn't have an answer for her. And I think after I kind of thought about it and unpacked it for a while, the conclusion that I came to was the why was because I felt as though it wasn't productive. I felt as though starting a podcast was not like, it wouldn't actually further my business. And so I was kind of just putting it on the back burner because I was like, okay, once I have an established business that's bringing in dollars, then I'll start a podcast. Like that'll be like my fun reward. And she explained to me, she's like, well, wait a second. She's like, you need to practice what you preach a little bit. Like, why don't you see something as like, something that you see as like genuine enjoyment, why wouldn't you do that? And why wouldn't you assume that it would help your business? And I just kind of like rolled my eyes at her because she was right 100%. And I agreed with her. And I don't know why I didn't see it that way before, but for whatever reason, like in my head, it just wasn't a priority. And she convinced me to just do it. She's like, you should just do it. And it's not difficult. It's not hard. You just need to have a couple skills that you can learn pretty easily and you're good. And so I was like, well, okay then. Like, I guess I'm starting a podcast. And so that's how the podcast was born. But it was a really great example of how like I recognized in that moment more so than ever before that like I really need to check myself on a regular basis and say like, are you actually being productive right now, like legitimately productive, or are you just hyper hustling? Like, are you just trying to fill up your time with all of these tasks that don't necessarily matter? And so then what can actually happen is that if you are like me and you slip into a pattern of thinking that you need to do all the things and thinking that that is the only way that people are going to see value in you, and that's the only way that you're going to create value, and that's the only way that you're going to make a crap ton of money is to just go, 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 and like hyper hustle, then you're going to land yourself in a place where you just freeze at a certain point. And then all of a sudden, you just like freeze. And then like usually figuratively, you just kind of collapse. And you're like, okay, I'm done. Like, I can't do it anymore. And so instead of doing that, try to incorporate rest into your life at a steady pace that makes what you're doing sustainable. Okay. Because that's what we're going for in life is we're going for, you know, we want to work hard and we want to create a business and we want to make a lot of money, but we want it to be sustainable. We want to also live our life. We want to also have our time freedom. We want to also be able to be with our family whenever we want to, you know, and not have to work our schedule around like a 9-to-5 employer if possible. That was my goal. And I'm sure that for a lot of you, that's your goal as well.